When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Welcome to the family with...
Hackmaster, Ralph Dwayne Basham, MD.
Alex Burprock Rasmussen.
Co-host, Catherine Brandt.
Andy Brandt Bernard.
And Melissa Bernard.
And we'll be right back to kick off hour two with the family. Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. So what's the latest?
Oh, latest is we're representing people who are injured through no fault of their own. People come to us. We talk to them about what their rights are. We talk to them about things that, you know, adjusters would call them up and ask them about. And we represent people in order to get them justice for the injured.
And have been for a long time. Very, very successful, no question. I do meet a lot of your clients. They come up to me on the street and whatever, and they talk about this, that, or the other thing. And they both say, why do you guys hang out with Doug Sprinthal? And I just had no answer for he just looks away, you big baby. In any case, that's the whole deal. So people, they got any problem whatsoever, personal injury or other legal problems, whatever, they just reach out to Bradshaw and Bryant.
Yeah, Joe and I have both been president of the trial lawyers for the state, so we talk to people about all sorts of issues. The consultation is always free, and that's what we do.
Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Hey, Tommy, still got the cone of silence?
Why are we whispering?
Because at Burnsville Nissan and Coon Rapids Nissan, we're having a secret sale.
I have a question. If it's a secret, how do people find out about it?
Yeah, I see your point.
Missed it by that much.
Okay, here's the deal. At Coon Rapids Nissan and Burnsville Nissan, we have our sign and drive, not one dime out of your pocket lease special on a new Rogue all-wheel drive or an Altima all-wheel drive.
So it's a Walzer sign and drive, absolutely nothing out of pocket?
Leave your checkbook, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, everything at home, zip.
So what's the payment?
That's the secret part. Go to Coon Rapids Nissan or BurnsvilleNissan.com, type in KQRS in the search bar, and all shall be revealed.
Seems like a lot of jacking around.
Well, KQ listeners have been really good to us, so we thought this was a nice way to say thanks. Besides, winter's coming, and all-wheel drive will be really nice.
Go to Coon Rapids Nissan or Burnsville Nissan and type in KQ. I guess that's not so bad.
Wow, high praise.
Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember I was told years ago when I went to work at Capitol Records, and I'm just repeating what somebody else said. This is not what I think, so don't get mad at me. Said, Tommy, I got to warn you about one thing.
What's that?
Our country singers, and most country singers, are the dumbest bastards on earth. I went, okay,
wow.
Well, I don't know anything about country
That's
music,
nice.
But I guess I'll find out. Well, it was just proven to me that he was probably right. It's funny now, not so much at the time, country singer Kane Brown. Does anybody know who Kane Brown is?
Mm-mm-mm.
He's a country singer. He got lost. The cops had to come find him. You know where he got lost?
No.
His backyard.
His backyard.
No.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
I was making a joke.
Nope. He got lost in his own backyard.
Well, does he have, like...
Yeah, does he
all
have like 30
issues?
Acres?
So well, it's not that big a backyard.
Okay, 30
but does
acre
he have like
nothing.
An Alzheimer type?
What's his name? Brown? Man?
Kane Brown. K-A-N-E. Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
By the way, the farm we lived at out in, well, L.A. Nick's house now is, what, 29 acres? 28 acres?
22.
Oh, it's 22. Oh, that's right. They took 5 acres away from us.
Kane is only 26 years old.
Well, I think a 26-year-old should be able to find his way around.
He doesn't have Alzheimer's.
Did he have like a head injury?
No.
There's got to be something.
I don't think so, no.
Did he have a couple of lineys?
Yeah.
By the way, it gets worse. Okay?
Oh, dear.
So, country singer Kane Brown spoke a little fun of himself by recounting how he got lost in his own backyard and had to be rescued by the police. It's quite a tale. Brown explains that he recently bought a property on 30 acres in Nashville and went out for what was supposed to be a quick exploration on 4x4s. He got lost on a 4x4 in 30 acres.
Man.
Per people, they got hopelessly lost in unfamiliar woods. Eventually, Brown called fellow singer Ryan Upchurch, who lives relatively close. He found me with his buddy, and now three turned into five of us lost in my backyard. God.
Don't you have, like, a phone with GPS?
I would think so, yes.
Turn your phone on, and there you go. You got your signal.
By now, it was dark, and one of the people with Kane, the girlfriend of his friend, started freaking out because she has asthma. At that point, they called the police, who eventually arrived to save the day. Another strain. We should defund the police, I thought.
So, wait. They had a phone to call the police.
That's correct.
But they
didn't have a phone that had GPS.
I'm so confused.
And none of the five of them thought to open Google Maps.
This is why you need a dog, because Jude could find his way to his dinner dish.
Yeah, I'm sure he could.
from anywhere on the planet.
It's very
he
true.
He would be over here. I know the way.
And we'd follow Daisy deeper into the woods because she smelled a deer.
I was going to say, May would just be like, bye, found a squirrel.
Daisy would
be
come
back.
I
was going to say,
well, she wouldn't lead us home.
May always comes back.
She wouldn't lead us home.
I think she would eventually for food, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
The story gets worse, by the way.
I don't even know.
Another strange component, Brown writes that another group of Upchurch's friends also were riding around in the hunt and started getting shot at. The cops arrive and hear the gunshots and think we're shooting at them. We yell at them and tell them we are not armed and made Upchurch, for his part, also took to social media to defend his friend and himself, reports Us Weekly. When you're in pitch black and your eyeballs are open, you can't even see your hand in front of your face. You're on thousands of acres. It's 30
thousands
acres.
Of acres.
Look, if you went into somebody else's property, you got to know how big 30 acres is, don't you?
Maybe they just moved there from a small apartment in the city, and you know, it's like five trees is a forest.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah, that's probably the first time they've been off of pavement in their entire lives.
I think there were linies involved.
You think it might a little surreal?
Or maybe hallucinogenics.
Maybe hallucinogenics. Yeah. You're probably right about that. But okay, so how big is an acre again? I can't remember.
Oh my god!
What is it? Like 150 feet by 200?
We should know this, Melissa. It's on the test.
4,800 square yards.
4,800 square yards?
How about square feet? Because that's what everyone does. Nobody uses square yards.
I don't know. 43,000 square feet. But
there it is.
That doesn't tell you anything.
Is 1 acre?
Yeah. Because you can't visualize 43,000 square
feet. How many hectares?
How many hectares?
0.45 hectares.
0.45 hectares, Catherine.
How
that's
many football fields?
how many Olympic swimming pools? That's a standard.
Actually, that's a good... A football field is an acre and a third. There you go.
Okay, there you go.
I'm very, very upset reading that story about Nashville, and I doubt that we're going to be going to Nashville in November. October we were going to.
No fun for anybody.
No fun for us at Geist. We wanted
Until
to go to
after
Geist
the election.
For a little German chow.
Oh, my gosh. We
could drive through.
Good. Yeah, we could just drive down to Nashville and eat at Geist and turn around and come back home. I just don't see how it's possible. It's only 3 months away, less than 3 months away. It's 2.5 months away. So I kind of doubt we'll be going to Nashville.
Yeah, because they would already be starting the whole process by now.
And I think it's just too hard to plan that far ahead right now. Like,
yeah,
you kind of have to live, like, what are we doing next week? That's, like, as far ahead as you can plan.
Well.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far
as travel.
Like, yeah, I mean, and just like, yeah, that's what I mean. Well, like, even with school for a while, it was like, what's going to be happening? Or is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? What are we going to do?
I think this is hilarious. You know, it's voting day in a lot of places, not just primaries in America, or at least in Minnesota. Many will hate me, but God forbid you will ever have to face the choice that I had to face. There was an opposition candidate in Belarus.
Mm-hmm.
She had to leave the country. It got so bad.
That happens. That's not the only time that's happened where you got to leave the country.
She had to leave the country because of the disputed presidential election. It's no longer in dispute because she's long gone. She doesn't even live in Belarus anymore. Gee, I wonder who convinced her to move.
Jeez, that's scary.
That's a pretty tough crowd right there.
Very tough.
So, did you hear about the Chicago riots?
What now?
They're calling that reparations now.
Oh, because they're stealing things. I did see a guy said it was reparations.
Yeah.
Ariel Atkins, a BLM organizer, said that she doesn't care if someone decides to loot a Gucci store or a Macy's because that makes sure that person eats. $60 million worth of property damage.
And in 10 years, they're going to be wondering, how could this have happened to Chicago? Where'd everyone go?
Yeah, on their main, water tower place. That's where it was. It was in the high tone.
When did this happen?
The big riots in Chicago. Two nights ago. Yeah.
Oh, you know why it happened? You're going to love why it happened.
Oh, so is
13 police officers were injured.
Yep, got hit in the face with bricks, things like that. The reason the rioting broke out is because the news, local and national news, reported that police shot and killed a 15-year-old black kid.
But they didn't report.
Is the black kid opened fire on them, so they returned fire, killing him.
They still won't put that as the first part of the sentence.
No, they will not.
They will not put that in.
They won't do it. Mm-mm. This kid opened fire on the cops, so they had to kill. I mean, could have shot anybody. So they killed him. But that's not what the news reports. The news needs to be shut down in America. It really does.
It does.
All they do is lie their
ass off.
They have
too much power, and they can lie all they want, and no one will ever know.
It's social media.
And they rioted in near north. Well, they were close. Hey, they were close to the hospital. Hospital's like two blocks away. Northwestern's two blocks away. ER's right there. You can walk over if you get shot or hurt.
I said to Catherine, maybe I didn't even say it to you, but I was thinking it at the time, and I was talking about it on this morning. That Gucci store is where I bought my watch and my Gucci, my very first pair of Gucci loafers when I was in my 20s, in that very store.
Well, now you can just hang around outside of one and get a pair for like $10.
$10, exactly. this person says it's reparations now, that they deserve
anything that they want, they should be able to take now.
Well, how about the $1.7 billion you have in the bank there, BLM? Can they take that? Black Lives Matter has $1.7 billion. It's probably a lot more than that now. Would you look and see, Andy?
Why aren't they handing that money out?
Yeah, why don't you hand that,
yeah,
that out?
Yeah, there's your reparation.
That's a lot of money.
Did you hear about my black friend? He's I don't tell anybody, but he's a professor. He's a doctor. Yeah. A very
PhD,
big college.
Yeah.
Okay? He said, reparations will never happen. You know why? And I said, why? And he said, because every descendant of a Union soldier that got killed fighting to end slavery, their family will sue the piss out of the government. Said it'll never happen. 600,000 people died trying to end slavery, but apparently nobody cares about that part. It's disgusting. It really is. It should have never happened. But why someone today would collect money, because it would have happened 200 years ago.
I know.
Then we got to pay the Union soldiers. We got to, right?
That's right.
So it'll never happen. That's all I'm telling you.
I don't know what to think about anything anymore.
Or it'll be like one of the big giant corporations. We'll do the reparations, but everybody gets $50, half C note. That's about it.
There you go, right there.
How do you prove? The part of this is, how do you prove that you are a descendant?
Very tough to do.
And if you prove it, how much of you has to be a descendant, part of a descendant? So, suppose I'm white and I'm 1/32nd black of a descendant. Do I get reparation?
Yeah, well, the way Native American tribes handle that, I think, is it goes to a 32nd. It might be a 16th or a 32nd, something like that.
Well, the Yurok tribe's 1/4.
It's a quarter. A lot of them are a lot higher than Trevor's
1/4. The kids, no. So you don't get the tribe card, but 1/4 you get it, and maybe each tribe is different. Maybe that's the way it is. But you start looking at that, then you're going to bring back all those race laws, the octoroon, quatroon, and all those sort of silliness.
Right, exactly.
Bring that silly. So where does this have reparations? Sure, everybody gets some money.
I guess that's the deal.
Yeah, each tribe has its own whatever. The lowest.
Has its own limit. Yeah.
There are a few tribes that require only 1/16th.
So it is 1/16th, yeah.
So Oklahoma.
Yep.
Eastern Cherokee in North Carolina, et cetera, et cetera. The most common is actually 12.5%, so an eighth. That's pretty low.
There it is, not bad. We got to take a break here. I get to be Hokie Radio now. You ready?
Okay.
Make sure you hear the next segment, because we struck gold.
Oh,
is that hokey radio shit or not?
It's perfection.
Let me get the chicken.
We'll be right back. Tom Bernard here, and here with me is the CEO of North American Banking Company, Michael Bilski. Tell me, Michael, I was reading on your website about a customer near where I grew up, North Minneapolis. They were specifically looking for a community bank.
That's right, Tommy, Prestige Products. They had been with another community bank, but when their bank was acquired by a large regional bank, the owner felt like they were just seeing his business for the numbers on the page and not really understanding his long-term plans. So he met with a number of community banks in the area, including us. Luke at our branch in Shoreview met with the owner, they hit it off, and Prestige Products chose to work with us. Incidentally, their favorite part of working with Luke is that he gets excited about the same things that are important to them. Having a clear understanding of your long-term goals makes for a great relationship and our difference maker for your business.
Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 2020 never looked so good. Tom Bernard here for Whiting Clinic LASIK and Cataract. With 2020 upon us, it's time to ditch the contacts and pitch the glasses. Take it from me. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself in the new year. I've never looked back from having LASIK myself, and with Dr. Whiting's unsurpassed experience, you can trust you're amongst the best in the business. Call 855-554-2020 or visit whitingclinic.com online to schedule your free LASIK consultation. The great people at Whiting Clinic will take fantastic care of you, just like they did for me. Call 855-554-2020 or visit whitingclinic.com online to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Imagine 2020 or better in 2020. And let 2020 be your best year yet with LASIK at Whiting Clinic.
LASIK results may vary. Talk to your Whiting Clinic doctor about your individual outcome potential.
In a couple of minutes, Judy Gold will join us. The book is called Yes, I Can. When they come for the comedians, we are all in trouble. I would absolutely have to agree with that.
But, when they come for the comedians. Yeah. Haven't they already?
Exactly. Yeah, they kind of have.
Yeah.
A lot of them, that's absolutely true. But, yeah, Judy Gold's going to be with us in 1 second.
She's on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
They won.
Judy, I use this really, really goofy radio thing to introduce you. What do you think of that? You ready?
I love it. I love it.
I went like this. I went, coming up next, we've struck gold. What do you think? That was a very nice courtesy laugh, Judy. I want to say
yeah, that. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I bet you never,
heard
that one before.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy, how have you been, young lady?
Oh, God. It's been an interesting time. I love that Auntie answers the phone. I mean, it's so exciting, the whole family.
The whole family's here missing you because you haven't been in studio now for a few years. You got to come to town.
I'm trying to think last time you were in here.
I need to come. I need to come there. But
you do.
If we're not, am I allowed there? I don't know. We're not allowed anywhere anymore. How is it? How are things there?
Pretty good. Our death rate is pretty low, compared to the rest of everybody.
Riotings are down, crime's up, everywhere.
But they keep releasing new video of the killing of George Floyd, so they just released more today, so there might be more. Who knows what's going to go on?
Yeah, I saw that. They just came out with another video. Great.
It's great.
Really great.
Wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. But honestly, God, one of my favorite memories of you is the first time you came in the studio years ago, and I started talking, and you got this look on your face like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? I thought it was wonderful.
Well, what were you talking about? And that's why these masks are good for me.
Exactly. That's exactly.
I am making faces at people, and they have no idea, none whatsoever.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wait, what were you talking? Oh, I feel bad now.
No. I love you. Anytime you come into town or come anywhere near us, I'm happy. I've always enjoyed your work. Always.
Oh, Tom, you're a doll.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Thank you.
The book, Yes, I Can Say That, When They Come for the Comedians, We're All in Trouble. Well, there's kind of an even-keel delivery, title of a book.
Yeah.
When they come for the comedians.
Don't you think they're coming for the comedians?
I think they already have.
They have come for the comedians. Yeah, no doubt.
It's awful. I just, you know, this is the fact of the matter is that a comedian gets on stage to make you laugh.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all we want to do. And when you decide that everything is offensive, that you can never feel uncomfortable, that you're going to take intent, nuance, and context out of any comedian's bit, you know, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. Like, when you commit murder. Now, Tom, you've committed murder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but
and then
you do.
Right. And you're on trial. Your sentence is based on your intent, and yet we don't give the same consideration to a comedian.
That's true. Judy, I'm here to tell you, and we've talked about this before, too. I grew up in a very, very poor family. If it weren't for comedians going all the way back to Jackie Gleason, I don't know what the hell I'd have done. Seriously, it made my life.
Right, gallows humor. I mean, my mother used to say, you know, if we weren't laughing, we'd be crying. And that is so true. Comedy is a healer. It's a coping mechanism. Everyone's always like, oh, what's the best medicine? A laugh. It's also a weapon, and it needs to be used wisely. But you can't stop laughing. I mean, think about Bob Hope, you know, when he went to go visit and do these USO tours, and he's visiting American military in foreign countries to make them laugh. What other country went, you know, and put on shows to make the people laugh, to make them feel better? It's part of, you know, our lexicon. It's America.
It is America, Judy. And I tell you what, whenever I hear this, and I hear it at least once a week now, I want to start crying. It's like, well, they could never make Blazing Saddles now. Why not? The point.
Exactly.
The point of the movie.
Or the producers. Or, you know, Don Rickles. He would forget it. There's no way.
I love Don Rickles. Loved him.
Oh, my God. It was a badge of honor to be mocked by him. And he had this, like, caustic warmth. Everyone knew, like, they were waiting to be picked on by him. Because it meant we were all the same. It was literally, he put everyone on the same level playing field. Nope, not anymore.
Not anymore. Judy, another badge of honor I have in my career is the first time I ever interviewed Don Rickles. I said, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome and come into the Carlton Celebrity Room, Don Rickles. He goes, what are you, one of the Mills Brothers? Because I had a deep voice. It was very funny. I mean, that's how funny. What am I going to be offended by that? What a badge of honor
that
is, right?
Right, but, exactly. And stop taking yourself so seriously, and everything's not about you.
I don't think people are going to like that message.
Well, too bad.
Because right now, everything's about me, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's just this idea that you cannot feel uncomfortable ever.
Right.
Where did that come from? Like, seriously.
I know.
You know, these safe spaces, they have doors and they lead to the real world. I mean, it's beyond, like, who decided, oh, no, that might make me out. Too bad. That's the way life is.
Oh, God.
Judy, this is Ralph Basham. I do the podcast on Tuesdays. And I've always said that comedy is the last bastion of free speech in America.
Yep.
And
you should be able to say whatever you want.
Yep.
And if I'm at your performance, I know where the door is, but you want to, because hearing these things that make you uncomfortable also make you think.
Give you
a window into other areas that you need to think about, laugh, think about, but you got to think about them and understand them because that's the only way we learn. Paul Mooney. I have a hard time listening to Paul Mooney because he's really harsh toward white people. But I want to listen to it because I want to hear his input.
Absolutely.
Right. You want to expand your mind. You want to see the world through someone else's eyes. You know, I hate to bring up the obvious, but the week after George Floyd was murdered, the number 8 download on Spotify was a Richard Pryor bit from 1974 about the police.
Yep.
I mean, it still rings true today. It shows you how far we have not come. But it people needed to hear that. People need to hear the truth. And that's why they like shutting comedians down. I mean, look, Lenny Bruce got arrested for cursing, but they really wanted him on, you know, the fact that he was talking about segregation in the Vietnam War. But
right.
They got him on the cursing.
Right.
Because words are bad.
No, words are bad. I tell you, honest to God, one of the things that we were just talking about, first of all, Richard Pryor, my God. But the most brilliant joke I think he ever wrote was for the movie Blazing Saddles, and I have to change the way I refer to a couple of people to repeat the joke.
Right.
But the mayor stands up in the village and says, "We'll take the blacks and the Chinese, but we don't want the Irish." And the brilliance of that joke is the most recent immigrants to the country were the Irish, and people didn't want them anywhere near them. It was a brilliant joke.
Right. But God. You have to be smart. You have to be able to, you know, be self-aware, be, you know what the hell's going on in the world. And also, comedy is disarming. You know, it brings people together. It makes us all equal. And I don't understand it. And, you know, for the first time ever, you can't make fun of the president. I mean, you can. But then people turn on you. I mean, we made fun of every president. Every president is fodder for comedy, and yet now people are walking out, which is fine, or asking for their money back, because you do a joke about Trump. Meanwhile, he could say whatever the hell he wants.
Really? Do people walk out telling a joke about Trump? I didn't know that was happening.
Oh, my God. They yell. They walk out. I'm in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and I don't know why there were Trump supporters at my show, but I don't even know why they're here. But
yeah,
they apparently came to one of my shows. I'm doing outdoor shows and asked for their money back. They didn't get it, and they defaced my posters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Good God. Judy, why do we only get 10 minutes with you? It's not long enough.
I don't have anything to do.
Why? But
there's
I don't want to.
Pandemic.
I don't want to overrun. I just don't want to take everybody else's time up because I don't.
Yeah.
And also, are you coming on the morning show to talk about your new book? Are you booked yet?
I'm not.
Okay, we got to get you on the KQ morning show because we have a huge audience as well. So
no, please. No, I'm not kidding. Do not tease me, Tom. I know you like to tease me.
I love having you on. I think you're if it weren't my wife sitting at the other end, the woman I adore the most, you'd come in second.
I love how you have your wife and Andy.
And our daughter,
so
Alex,
beautiful.
Is here. And our daughter-in-law.
Well, yeah, since you've been in, we've added a daughter-in-law.
Exactly.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
That's great.
So,
do you like her?
Yeah. Well, wait, she's sitting right next to me, so I have to say yes.
She's also here.
Hello. Now, Judy, seriously, I would love to keep you on, but I don't want to run over somebody else's time. Is that going to be okay with Art Sears?
Art Sears, I don't have anything till 2:00.
What, do you mind staying for another segment? I'd love to keep you on.
I love you guys.
Okay.
I love the whole Bernard family.
Thank you very much. We'll be back in like 2 minutes, another segment. We've been blessed with another segment with Judy Gold right after this.
Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right now, Sabre and Bryant are teaming up to offer 0% financing for 36 months when you buy a new Bryant furnace. This is the perfect time to replace your old furnace with a new trouble-free, energy-efficient furnace from Sabre. And when you buy Bryant equipment, you're getting one of the most trusted names in the industry. This 0% offer is available for a limited time. Call Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning to find out more. And please tell them that Tom sent you. Sabre and Bryant, whatever it takes.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I can say that. When they come for the comedians, we are all in trouble. Judy Gold, our very special guest, blessed with another segment with Judy because we only scratched the surface. That's all.
Tom. Yeah.
So, Judy, we've been talking to comedians on this podcast for how long? 7 years?
Eight years.
Basically, how long since have we been doing this damn thing?
We start our 9th year tomorrow.
Yep.
8th year tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Another month, Tom.
Yeah. Good Lord. 9 years we've been doing this?
Well, 8 years. We start our 9th year tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
we've done eight
God.
Full years tomorrow.
How is that possible? Anyway.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
And we were.
I love a family discussing this. It takes 4 hours.
Exactly right.
But I mean, we've been hearing this for all this time. Comedians not being able to talk about this, that, or the other thing, losing their jobs because they, because of social media backlash. I mean,
it all started with Twitter.
Well, it's really interesting to me because this seems to be driven by a younger generation.
Yes, definitely.
Right. I don't know. It definitely is. I mean, the reason I wrote the book was because I was on a piece on Vice News on HBO. They did a piece about how college bookers were telling comedians what they can and cannot say on stage to protect the students, right? And so I was the opposing voice. On that piece, and then HarperCollins asked me to write this book. And I was talking to a friend of mine who teaches stand-up, and she said she has a child of Holocaust survivors in her class, and she's doing jokes about growing up as a child of Holocaust survivors. And one of the younger students in the class, like in his teens, was like, I'm not taking this class if you allow her to continue to, do her job. And it's like, that's her truth.
God.
That's her experience.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you can't shut down the way people deal with their anxiety or whatever. You know, comedy, it's called a sense of humor because, it's like a sense of taste. You either like salty food or you don't.
Yep.
You can't tell people there should be no salt. No.
Well, you should hear. Well, I'm sure you have seen the language that people use toward black people who disagree with the whole, the oppression thing. People.
Right.
Some of them say we're not that oppressed. We're doing all right, et cetera, et cetera. And on Twitter, especially.
Oh God.
They say things that I can't say on this show, and it's black people talking to other black people.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a universal thing.
They own that. I know. It's just the other thing about the social. I have a chapter about social media, and here's the thing. Like, if you're crazy, right? If you're just like a crazy person with like uninformed, ignorant, racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic, whatever, everything. Xenophobic, whatever. And your whole family's like, all right, you're crazy. Now, it used to be like you could just shut them up and be like, right, go to your room, you're an idiot, and learn, right? But now, if you have these thoughts, you can go on the internet and find thousands of people who agree with you.
Yeah, I made that point.
How are you?
About a week ago, actually, I think. That exact same point where there's a group of crazies for every crazy out there now. And it's very easy to find. Whereas before, you had to go into a basement and say the Magic Pat's phrase to get through the door.
Right.
Now it's just you go on Twitter and there they are.
God, it's
scary. You would be secretive or you were ashamed or whatever, but not anymore.
Yeah, it's a bit like any sexual choice that a person would make. You can find a group somewhere that's online to visit with and talk to and get together with.
Yeah, no matter what you're into, no matter how,
exactly.
Even if it's dangerous or illegal, it's out there.
Right, you can go find people, and that just empowers you and makes you think you're right.
Yep.
Judy, I want you to. Anybody complains about anything you say, I want you to have them call me, and I'm very serious about this. I grew up in a very poor family. My father was institutionalized. My mother, we used to cry whenever the bills were due. You know what saved me? Comedians.
Why?
Because I started laughing and enjoying life. It made my life. The fact that you people could make me laugh made my life so much better.
Right. It's exactly. Yep. It takes you out of your horrible circumstances.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't grow up like you, but I had my issues.
Sure.
I was bullied a lot, but I got home. I had sitcoms. Those sitcoms saved me.
Yep.
All those characters who were like a part of my family, you know? Those things are coping mechanisms. Laughter is important. Can you imagine a world without laughter? Forget it.
Oh, God.
I think we're almost in one right now.
We're getting close.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Isn't that Eastern Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I write about, like, in 1934, they had the Treachery Act in Germany. Like, if you made a joke about Hitler, you were killed. I mean...
Right.
Wow.
And it was comedians who were getting on stage and talking about what was really going on, which is what we usually do anyway. We talk about all the stuff that no one wants to talk about. But I feel like we're getting to the point. We're crucifying and vilifying comedians so much. Who knows what's going to happen next? I mean, there's no comedian at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Trump wanted SNL investigated. I mean, what are you talking about?
I know, that's the whole deal. Look, I'll give you another example of why comedy makes me so happy. I've been going back a lot and watching, you know, old TV shows like The Mentalist or whatever, just to kind of remember
how
it used to be. I've been watching a lot of World's Dumbest lately, and whenever you make that face where you're disgusted or find something really stupid, I go, that's the same face my mother used to make to me. I love it.
Thank God.
It is the greatest. Judy, you got to keep plugging ahead. All of you need to keep pushing and pushing. And radio needs to back you up. And television, Hollywood needs to get behind comedians. They haven't done it yet, but they need to
now. Yeah, that's definitely true. Because it's career killers is when you're on the wrong side of whatever issue that they want you to be on.
Right. And, you know, the book is also an audio book, but... It gives you a history of how we got to this place and why it's so wrong. And, you know, what's great about the book is I use comedy as an example for everything. So you're laughing, but you're also learning, which is what a good joke does, you know?
No, there's no question about it. Judy, you got to come to town. You got to come.
I love it there. You know I'm a fan.
So if I had the station talk to Art Sears, they can pass along your information to get you booked on the morning show. Is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll get that. I'd have you on every day if we're up to me. I love
you. Tom, he told me that they passed, so you better...
he did not.
Mm-hmm. He said he put it out there, and they didn't,
Right. See, we have a whole new staff now. We have a new producer. They don't know, so I apologize for that. But we absolutely...
Don't worry about it.
We absolutely will get you booked immediately.
Oh, Tom, is the whole family going to be there?
No, this is the morning show. They don't get up that early.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even deny it. She goes, oh, yeah. That's okay. No, I am sorry that happened to you because I'm glad you told me.
I want some head, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Expression is.
I will talk to you hopefully later on this week, and if not early next week, whenever you're available.
All right. Well, it was nice being with the whole mishpacha.
The whole mishpacha. I think you sounded like Billy Crystal as Sammy Davis Jr. there. That was wonderful.
Yeah, because they're Jews. Okay.
Judy, before you go.
Did I just say that? My God, I just said that.
You did. Judy, before you go.
Yeah.
Our children, who are sitting to my right and my left.
Yes.
Have a problem with the pronunciation of the word B-A-G-E-L.
Oh my God,
can
don't
you please
care.
Tell them?
I don't
how
know.
To pronounce it.
I don't
I know
care.
It's Yiddish, but I don't care.
Wait, what's the
just,
word?
No. Bagel. Bagel. They say bagel.
B-A-G-E-L. That's bagel.
Yeah.
It's bagel.
There you go.
You've told me
straight
that.
Straight from.
What do they say?
Times.
What do they say?
Bagel.
No! No!
Well, Mom, do you say...
You cannot say that!
Now
that's offensive, right?
Well, no, that's like saying... You can't. That's like you can't say croissant. You have to say croissant every single time.
I know.
No, that's not...
Is
that's
a
not
game?
How says that.
Boggle is a game! game.
Yes, it is a game.
It's a great game.
Thank you. That's what we're talking about.
Art, I hope you're listening. I apologize for this. I'm going to have maybe reach out to you, Art, and talk to you, because they shouldn't be passing on on anybody that I don't
give national treasure.
A national treasure like... Mm-hmm. Judy,
a boggle.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go have a boggle now. Thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Be well, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Judy Gold. The book is called Yes, I Can Say That. When they come for the comedians, we are all in trouble. I love that woman. I love
that Jew.
What do they say? Bagel.
That's why I brought it up, because I knew she'd get wound up.
Love that woman. We'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.